Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey, hey, happy Wednesday to one and all. I wasn't on Blog Talk Monday because they were having some difficulties and they have been resolved. So I'm back and it's Wednesday and I'm giving you this message that says contentment in all circumstances. Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be back on Blog Talk and happy to hear that I do have some listeners. Thank you. Coming from Philippians 4:12, from the NIV version, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Philippians 4:12, NIV version. Wow. What is the secret that Paul understood about contentment, and why would you need it in times of plenty? The shortcoming of both poverty and riches is that we always want more. The secret to Paul's contentment was that he had experienced God's provision of his spiritual, emotional, and physical needs and knew that he didn't need anything more than trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need more to make you happy. Jesus is more than enough for you. Once you understand that, you can say, like Paul, that you have learned the secret of being content. Those are words of encouragement for August the 16th, 2023. And may the Holy Spirit walk with you continually. I am on vacation. I'm in South Carolina enjoying it with my cousins, my brother, and people I hadn't seen since I was a little girl. God, Lord, it's amazing. And I thank you. And I praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, please forgive us for carrying an attitude of always wanting more. We know that you have given us everything that we need and that you are taking care of us. We pray for contentment in our heart as we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to do a shout out for a very close friend of mine since childhood, Marad, and to his brother George. May God keep his strength up and may he protect you always. And God knows what's best. George, praying for you to recover and praying that God is with you every step of the way. We pray for these things in Jesus' most high name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Again, I have another word of encouragement on Friday. God bless you and keep up the faith. Amen. Amen.